WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Chad Robinson. Topping our report this hour, in case you missed it, a 15th New Jersey corrections officer is now being indicted on misconduct and conspiracy charges in a series of inmate assaults. A grand jury has indicted Sergeant Matthew Fishon of Hackettstown on charges which also include tampering with public records and aggravated assault at the Edna Mahan Correctional Facility for Women. New Jersey is now considering the creation of a million-dollar pilot program that's designed to help towns get a better handle on the warehouse boom. Ed Potosnik with the New Jersey League of Conservation Voters says many towns have been caught off guard and the facilities end up in less than ideal conditions.
Because in many cases, our zoning is more wide in its allowance, more of comprehensive and not specific as to what areas warehouses should go in and what areas they shouldn't go in.
A bill introduced in the state legislature creates a pilot program to reimburse towns that re-examine and update their zoning ordinances. A woman is dead and a man hospitalized with severe burns following a fire before dawn Friday morning in Woodbridge. Middlesex County Prosecutor Yolanda Chacon says the fire heavily damaged the two-story home on Greenbrook Avenue. The fire was completely engulfed in the home was completely engulfed in flames when firefighters arrived, leading to the collapse of the roof. A shark attack is claiming the life of an American tourist in the Bahamas. Officials there saying the woman from Boston was paddleboarding with a relative near the Sandals Resort Monday when the attack took place. CPR was administered, but her injuries were too severe. Next month marks 25 years since TV changed forever with the debut of the Jersey-centric Sopranos. Stephen Gorlick, director of the New Jersey Motion Picture and Television Commission, says the fact that the show's creator grew up in Clifton and North Caldwell is key.
David Chase made no bones about the fact that New Jersey was probably the main character in the show and woven into every episode. The references were highly accurate for the most part.
For a list of real-life Sopranos spots still around, you can head to our website, nj1015.com. Will it be a mild week for the Garden State? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Bill Spadia.
Hey guys, Bill Spadia here. While you're waiting for the show to come back tomorrow, I want you to go to the website. Check out my latest, I don't know, what are we going to call it, a craving, an obsession. It's tin fish and it goes with a smelly cheese. I'm telling you, you're going to love it. Don't judge it till you try it. Check out the website, nj1015.com/Bill Spadia. I'm on weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on New Jersey 101.5 and available anytime on demand on our New Jersey 101.5 app.
Jersey Radio.
I had to literally pull over and laugh.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Early clouds and maybe a shower tonight, mainly in the northwest hills. Then some clearing overnight. Lows will be down into the low and mid-30s. Now tomorrow we'll start with some sunshine, but clouds will increase over the course of the day. And it will be a little bit chillier than recent days. High temperature tomorrow will be in the mid-40s. Considerable cloudiness for tomorrow night. Lows will be in the low to mid-30s. And then for Wednesday, times of clouds and sunshine. Can't rule out a sprinkle or flurry. Most areas will be dry, though, with highs in the low 40s. And a chilly day on Thursday with clouds and sunshine. High temperatures near 40, but we'll have a big warm-up late in the week. High temperatures back into the 50s for Friday and the weekend. And some spots may even touch 60 or even get past 60 by the time we get to Sunday, although we'll see some rain by then. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Clinton, 40. Jackson, 42. Millville, 43. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.